Well, good morning, children. So today, the Bible lesson today is from 1 Samuel 2 and 3, chapter 2 and 3. And what I'm going to talk about today is when your parents ask you to do something, or they holler your name and say, hey, go do this or go do that, that we don't wait 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes, we go do it right away. So this is a story about a little boy named Samuel. But it starts out like this. Now Eli had two sons who were priests. They did many things that displeased God because Eli's sons did so much wrong. The good people of Israel dreaded to go to Shiloh with their offerings. Even though Eli knew his sons did wrong, he still allowed them to serve as priests at the tabernacle. He tried to get them to change their ways, but they would not listen to him. Then God sent a prophet to warn Eli about his son's wrongdoing. The prophet said the sons would be punished, but Eli let them serve as priests. He would be punished too. No longer would the high priest be a member of Eli's family. After the prophet went away, God spoke to Samuel one night. Samuel did not know it was God speaking. When he heard a voice calling him, he thought it was Eli. Quickly, Samuel got out of bed and ran to Eli. Here I am, he said. He waited for Eli to say what he wanted. So can you imagine if you were sleeping? Maybe it's 1 o'clock in the morning. And your mom says, hey, can you get up and go get your little brother a drink of water? Are you just going to lay there and think, okay, I'll go soon, or and then maybe you'll fall asleep? You know what it says here about Samuel? He got up right away. And he rubbed his sleepy eyes and hurried to Eli's bedside. Here I am, he said. I heard you call. And Eli told him, I did not call you. You can go back to bed. The voice called Samuel a third time. When Samuel ran to Eli, the old man knew that God wanted to speak to the boy. Eli said, go and lie down. If the voice calls you again, say, speak, Lord, for your servant listens. So three times he woke him up. And every time it says that Samuel got up and he went to see. But what was really going on is that it was God talking to him. It wasn't Eli. And so anyways, soon he heard the voice again, Samuel, Samuel. And the boy answered, speak, Lord, for your servant listens. God talked with Samuel that night and told him that Eli and his sons would be punished, just as the prophet had said. When morning came, Samuel hated to tell Eli what the Lord said. Perhaps he had lain awake for a long time wondering what he should say to Eli. So I tried to make this as simple as I can. I know some of you here are a little bit older. You can understand it. But for the little children, it might be a little hard to understand. But we'll preach it this way anyways, because as you get older, it'll be planted in your mind that when, you know what, when we read something out of the Bible, even though you're little now, you may not remember it. But when you get older, it'll pop in your mind about what you was taught in church. And so what I was thinking this morning is that I have another little story here that I'm going to read. It says, in a minute, Mom. How many of you have ever used that when your mom tells you to do something? You say, just a minute. And it might be 15 or 20 minutes before you actually go do it. So Mom was busy baking. It looks like rain, she says. Please, can you bring in the wash on the clothesline? Rory, a little boy named Rory. In a minute, Mom, Rory said. He was busy eating a snack. 15 minutes later, it started to rain. The clothes on the line were soaked. Oh, Rory, said Mom. Now Dad was working in the garage. He says, please, can you go pick up my newspaper? Rory, he asked. In a minute, Rory said. He was busy playing. Half an hour later, Rory went to the shop, but it had closed. And he didn't bring the newspaper back because the store had closed. So Rory's big sister was finishing her homework. Please, can you turn off the water in the bathtub, Rory? She asked. In a minute, he said. He was busy reading a book. 10 minutes later, the bathroom was flooded because the tub ran over. You imagine what a mess that was, all because he didn't listen. So on the way to school, Rory stopped to look in a shop window. Come on, said his friend Terry, we'll be late. In a minute, Rory said. He was busy looking at the toys. The teacher scolded them for being late. It's your fault, Rory, mumbled Terry. Everybody was fed up with Rory. He always puts things off, said Dad. And he is always late, said Mom. He is impossible, agreed Tina. We don't want to be that little boy or girl, do we? We want to be nice to each other and do things what we're told. And I was just thinking, if we learn to listen to our parents right away, then we can grow up like Samuel. Samuel became a prophet of God, to Israel. And God would come to Samuel and tell him things, and then he would go tell the Israelites if they was doing wrong and what they was doing, and they had to repent, that he wanted them to stop. Well, they decided that something had to be done. So one day, Rory was hungry after playing ball all afternoon. Can you make me a sandwich, Mom? He asked. In a minute, Mom said. Uh-oh. She was busy sewing. Rory went hungry till dinner time. Rory wanted to go for a bike ride with his friends. He had a bike, but it had a flat tire. Can you fix it, Dad? Asked Rory. In a minute, Dad said. He was busy reading the Bible. Rory was sad when his friends left without him because his tire was flat. Rory needed to use the bathroom, but Tina was in there. Are you coming out? Rory called. In a minute, Tina said. She just kept singing in the shower. Rory was very uncomfortable for a long time. Everyone keeps making me wait, cried Rory. Now you know how it feels, said Mom. So Mom thought that it would help if she brought Rory a watch. Rory watched as the second hand ticked its way around. A minute is not long at all, said Rory. And I stopped there for a second. I had to think, maybe that's part of our fault, right? We say, give me a minute, and maybe it's 10 minutes. So anyways, I thought that I'm going to get my phone out, and I'm going to find the timer, and we're going to sit here for a minute and just see really how long that is, okay? Oh, let me get it here. Because when we tell somebody, give us a minute, that's not very long. Okay, it's starting right now. It might seem like a long time sitting here when we're quiet, right? So I'll read this story done while that's going. And he thought, wow, you know, a minute's not very long. So he said, I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was taking so long. Will you show me your new watch? Asked Tina. And began Rory, and he stopped real short. But then he stopped and said, okay, and he showed her his watch. So I have a couple verses here that I found in the Bible. And it says that whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. And I know some of these verses might be a little hard to understand. But it says, whoever knows the right thing to do and doesn't do it to him, it is sin. Okay, that's 1 minute. That wasn't even that long, was it? So when we tell somebody a minute, that means we're going to do it pretty quick. So anyways, back to this here. It says, so when our parents, here's another one that's in Proverbs 12:24. It says, the hand of the diligent will rule. That means the hand of somebody that likes to work and that works and does when his parents tell him something. He will rule. That means he'll always have plenty of food, and people will like him. And when there's a job to be done, they're going to come to you and ask you, hey, can you do that job for me? Because they know that you'll do it right away. But it says, while the slothful, now that's somebody that doesn't like to work, doesn't like to listen. When mom calls your name or dad says, you know, go out and feed the horses or blow the leaves in the yard or mom says, wash the dishes. It says, while the slothful will be put to forced labor. That means that if you're lazy, then you'll always feel like you just have to work. And you'll be made to work whether you want to or not. So let's just be like the person that when we're called, let's be like Samuel. When we're called, we get up and we say, okay, Dad, what do you want me to do? And just remember, because someday, and this is for everyone, the older ones, someday God's going to knock on the door. I missed a verse here. I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with you. And as we get older, and some of the older ones here, if you learn to listen when you was younger, when God knocks on your heart's door, you will be like Samuel. You open the door and you'll let God in and you'll repent. So at this time, I'll say a prayer. And then I have some candy here. Everybody can take a piece. And then we'll go back to your seats. Dear Father in heaven, we come before you at this time, Lord. And we thank you for this opportunity to be able to teach our children about your word. And that as they get older, Lord, they can understand better. And serve you with their whole hearts and be born again, Lord. And answer your call and be obedient children, Father. And I just want to pray for Brother Mark will be sharing, Lord, that you would just give him the words to speak and give us as hearers ears to hear, Father. And I just pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for listening.